Welcome back to Purim Drashas of the Amorayim. We'll now begin the third drasha, that of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi pasach lapischa lahai parashas samehacha. Rabbi Shimon Levi would start his Purim drasha with the following pasuk. The pasuk is taken from Sefer Dvarim, from the Tochacha of Parshas Kisavo. V'hoya kasher sas Hashem aleichem leitiv eschem. Just as Hashem rejoices over you to do good for you, when you are deserving of the opposite, so ken yisis lehara eschem, so will Hashem rejoice in order to do evil to you, to do harm to you. It's worth noting this is not actually how the pasuk ends in the Chumash. Slightly different, but not a discussion for now. But this is the drasha of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That's really all it says. The Gemara is now going to have a conversation about this pasuk. It's going to ask a question on this, but doesn't seem to be part of Rabbi Shua ben Levi's drasha. He would just start off with this pasuk and doesn't really explain why. So it's really unclear what this, you know, would lead to. You could suggest that it would be about the sason of the Jewish people in Shushan, or the potential rejoicing of Hashem over their downfall had Haman succeeded. Meaning that it's just a pasuk that demonstrates, you know, frighteningly indicates how close Haman was to actually succeeding in annihilating the Jewish people. As Rabbi Shimon Levi quotes a pasuk about this, you know, from Moshe Rabbeinu in the Chumash, quoting this future Hester Panim, which would befall Klal Yisrael, and this definitely relates to the Purim story, right? And Moshe is talking about a Hester Panim. We know the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Tesamad Beis, says Esther min Torah minayin, and it says Esther Esther Panai, so which is what Moshe was referring to. So it alludes to future Hester Panim and almost destruction of the Jewish people, and that could be what's going on here. But I think that we can actually deepen the understanding by the ensuing discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara is disturbed by this idea, this notion that Hashem will rejoice over doing evil to the Jewish people. So the Gemara actually asked, "Umichad Yekadosh Baruch Hu v'Balasan Shel Rishayim?" Is it true that Hakadosh Baruch Hu rejoices in the downfall of Rishayim? Even Rishayim, even non-Jewish Rishayim, he doesn't. And it brings a couple of examples, right? In the case of with Yehoshaphat, and it didn't say the Hodul Hashem Ki Tov Ki Liam Chasto, just said Hodul Hashem Ki Liam Chasto, doesn't have the full rejoicing, because Hashem is not happy with that. And of course, there's another example that brings, there's a very famous one regarding Kriyas Yamsuf, and it says that, right, Maisa Yodai Tovin by Yom Vatem Amrim Shira, it's not appropriate to sing Shira when the Mitzrim are drowning, the evil Mitzrim. They're non-Jewish, wicked, Ovdei Avodah Zara, and torturous slave masters, and even when they're drowning in the sea, it's not a time to say Shira. And you know, that's Hashem in response to these Rishayim. So is Hashem really going to rejoice over punishing us when we do something wrong? And so Amar Rabbi Elazar responds in the Gemara, Enu sas aval achirim mesis, v'dekanami dichsiv ki yasis v'lo ksiv yasus. Right. So Rabbi Elazar explains, no, it's not that he rejoices. He even supports it grammatically. Hashem doesn't rejoice over punishing Klal Yisrael. Rather, he causes others to rejoice over them. He doesn't rejoice over the downfall of Klal Yisrael. And it could be that this is something that Rabbi Shimon ben Levi had in mind. This is the pshat he had in mind as he was saying his pasuk. And this would actually be something that would be very important to keep in mind regarding the story of Purim and how we're supposed to celebrate it, right? The Gemara indicates that full rejoicing in the downfall of enemies is not necessarily appropriate. While it would make sense that we would rejoice in the downfall of our enemies to some degree, we should be aware that Hashem himself doesn't rejoice in it. That's not something that Hashem celebrates. We discussed, right, this idea, you know, that means Pasuk and Mishle, Bin Fol Yivachal Tismach, and Shmuel Katan quotes it in Perkei Avos, and actually later on in the Masechta, in Tesai Namad Aleph, Haman is actually going to quote this very pasuk to Mordechai. And over there, I mentioned in a previous shiurim discussion about that, you know, Mordechai rejoicing in the downfall of Haman. And the truth is sometimes there's a place for rejoicing in the downfall of enemies, depending on the certain result that will come out of it. just going to be Kiddush, Hashem Nerechel, Hashem, there is a certain context for it. But I think what Rabbi Shimon Levi was getting at is that the ultimate goal of Purim is not necessarily to, you know, boo Haman and burn his effigy, but rather to align our das and our mindset with the das Elyon, right? That, you know, there's a certain portion of Purim where we're booing Haman. And but I think that there's supposed to be an end result where what we reach Adela Yada. Right, the Gemara on Zion of Beis, Mesach Megillah, is going to famously teach that we're supposed to not know the difference. Adol Yada Bein Baruch Mordechai and Har Haman, and the Sfar Makadoshim explained that this is that we're reaching a point where it's really beyond being able to point at Haman is evil and Mordechai is good. It's trying to reach a level beyond that, seeing everything as just Ratzon Hashem. And that's really what it's supposed to be. It's a very this worldly thing to be celebrating the downfall of Rishayim, but rather we're supposed to be just celebrating the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and seeing everything as coming from Him. And I think we could even see such a thing in just the way the Megillah speaks about the days of Purim, right? We celebrate the Gemara on Daf Beis, or discusses when we celebrate it. We don't celebrate it on the days of the victories, but rather when we rested, right? The 14th and the 15th are the days after the wars of the 13th and the 14th. So the days we rested from the war, not the days of the military victories themselves, are the days that we celebrate. And this is just important because, of course, there is that room to celebrate the downfall of Haman, but I think that Rabbi Shimon Levi might have been saying that yes, it's true, there is a place for that at some point, and there is a place for Arur Haman, but there's a certain point that you should reach. The goal of Purim Adlo Yada, and something much beyond that, and really being more like Hashem, not rejoicing over the downfall of enemies, but being able to celebrate the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.